The IRS is reorganizing its tax-exempt and government entities division. That's the office at the center of a controversy about whether it targeted conservative groups' applications. Under the new move, technical law specialists and support staff will shift to the IRS Office of Chief Counsel. For more on what this move means, we turn to Mark Owens. He's the former head of the Exempt Organizations Division, now with the law firm Kaplan & Drysdale. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so this movement of the technical law specialists, is this a fundamental change or just window dressing or something in between? What's going on?
Well, it is a bit of a fundamental change, but it is accurate, as the IRS has publicly stated, that this is essentially conforming the structure of the exempt organizations, and I should include the employee plans, the retirement oversight function of the IRS, conforming the structure of those groups with the rest of the agency. A little bit of the history here. Back in 1974, Congress enacted a statute called the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, which provided for an assistant commissioner for employee plans and exempt organizations. So the overseer, if you will, of tax-exempt organizations, actually, the job was actually enshrined in the Internal Revenue Code. And at that time, both the commissioner's office and the Office of Chief Counsel, which are sort of two separate organizational structures within the agency, had their own legal staffs. Chief Counsel did litigation and developed regulations. The commissioner's side of the house, if you will, actually worked on cases. And what happened in 1988 as a reorganization to streamline the agency is all the lawyers were moved over to Chief Counsel, except for the lawyers working on tax-exempt organizations and pension plans because of that statutory office for the assistant commissioner, employee plans and exempt organizations. So this restructuring that was announced about a week ago actually is finishing off that 1988 reorganization. And you might ask, why did it take so long? Well, I'm not sure there's any particular reason other than a nicely aligned organizational chart for doing the restructuring. But the Tea Party brouhaha, as I'll call it, certainly reminded agency managers that there was this bit of unfinished business in 1988.
As you were saying that, I was wondering exactly why it would take so long. I guess there's nothing like a scandal to propel an agency into action. I want to ask you, for those of us who aren't familiar with the inner workings of the IRS, how would you say this tax-exempt division has changed between now and before this scandal broke?
Well, that's an interesting question. What it's doing... And the prior structure, if you will, was created at a time when both Congress and the nonprofit sector, as well as the IRS and Treasury, believed that the oversight of tax-exempt organizations, that is, deciding whether these entities that operate outside the tax system are behaving appropriately or not, was an important task, and that it had to be, that boundary had to be maintained. It had to be policed by some government agency. And the function was placed in the Internal Revenue Service. And even though the IRS is basically a collection agency, this oversight function, if you will, was placed there because of the IRS experience in handling and administering the Internal Revenue Code. Now, what has happened is that structure that was created way back in 1974, where tax lawyers who worked on policy matters would handle the cases that were most unusual, if you will, most unprecedented, coming up through the audit stream and through applications for exemption, so that you had a consistent delivery of tax administration in the area. That is, you didn't have sort of fits and starts as revenue agents made their own calls and tax lawyers would see things in court. That system for ensuring a consistent, smooth administration is important for a regulatory function. For a tax collection function, it's maybe not as important. I mean, consistent application of law is important, but at the bottom line, the question is, how much does someone owe? How much can they pay? And if they can't pay, you strike a bargain. And that's kind of the way the rest of the IRS functions. Here, with a regulatory function, you do need to have the decisions from a legal standpoint be identical interpretations of the law. And that connection between the people in the agency actually applying the law and the lawyers who would be acutely aware of how the law was being interpreted is being severed. The people that will be working the application cases are being physically moved to Cincinnati and placed in a different organizational structure from the lawyers who will remain back in Washington and be placed under the chief counsel. So it's going to create some uncertainty. It's uncertain how those two functions, which used to be together, will communicate now that they'll be separated by several hundred miles. And different organizational structures. So this could mean some significant changes for the general public. That is, could be less effective oversight of nonprofit organizations, particularly charities.
And why less effective?
Well, because there will be less of an ability of the enforcement side of the IRS, the application side, I should say, the part that is actually dealing with taxpayers and the part that is monitoring the consistency of the application of the rules, those two functions used to be combined and now they're going to be separated. So what that means, in any organization where you move functions apart by geography as well as internal structure, that reduces internal communication and coordination. So I think what we're going to see here, they're going to have to create new systems of internal communication between the two units, and it's going to be a challenge because of the lack of physical proximity that had existed up until last week.
We're speaking with Mark Owens, former head of the tax-exempt organization at the IRS, now with Kaplan and Drysdale. So the lawyers were always in Washington. They're staying there, but with different reporting. And part of the organization that has been in Washington is going to join the rest of the organization in Cincinnati. And so, I mean, this is happening now, we can assume, in reaction to some of the charges made against that division. Let's just say, suppose there was some concerted effort to prevent certain groups from getting their exemptions. Will this structure mitigate the possibility of that kind of thing happening?
No, it won't at all. Actually, it might make it easier for that to happen. And I don't mean to suggest that there would be any intention to do that, but, you know, things happen inadvertently. And it all goes to that separation of the legal staff from the staff that is actually working face-to-face with taxpayers.
Well, let me ask you this, too, because John Koskinen is the new commissioner, so presumably he kind of pushed this thing to happen. Would you say that he has one of his tasks right now is to make sure that every American, regardless of their political stripe, has faith that the IRS is administering all of the tax laws fairly and equally for all Americans? Do you think this will help that effort?
Well, I think it... The devil is in the details. I mean, first of all, Commissioner Koskinen is a very capable fellow. These plans, though, were put in place by Daniel Werfel, his predecessor, the acting commissioner who was brought in after the resignation and departure of Stephen Miller. So this really isn't Koskinen's plan, but he's clearly now in charge and is It's certainly moving forward with the plans that were put in place by his predecessor. But you're absolutely right. I mean, Koskinen's challenge here, and it's not just unique to exempt organizations, is to make sure the IRS has the systems in place to preserve the integrity of tax administration and that the public are confident that is happening.
And if you look beyond this reorganization or this shuffle and to what the IRS overall has done, it's proposed new regulations, it's made some other changes in reaction to the allegations. How would you assess the efforts overall?
Well, I think the efforts overall have been, first of all, it's good that the IRS is reacting to it. I think there are some real issues being raised by the particular steps that have been done. But the fact that the IRS recognizes that they have an important problem in front of them, that is sort of the integrity of the process of tax administration in the nonprofit area, I think is key. The question is whether as the dust settles and, you know, the people who have been shouting at each other on the street corner, if you will. And I'm, of course, not referring to Congress.
We wouldn't think that at all.
But, as you know, as soon as things calm down, the dust settles, and we see actually how the processes are working, that will be key. And certainly John Koskinen understands that there has to be the dust will settle, and the resulting structure, the resulting process has to have integrity, has to have the faith of the people behind it.
And also, just in a related matter, the IRS reports now that it's 6,000-7,000 people fewer than it was a couple of years ago. Does that, and most of the people have left out of the customer, the bulk of them have left out of the customer service area. Do you think Koskinen has an opportunity to maybe rebalance that with any of the additional money they're getting coming up? It's not a lot, but they might be able to make some changes.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, the IRS is an agency of individuals, even though computers handle a lot of the work. Bottom line is you need people, and you need people in those positions that are critical, that are sensitive. And many of those positions, understandably, deal with collecting the tax dollars that run the government. But there are also these functions of the IRS, such as overseeing retirement plans and overseeing tax-exempt organizations, that don't generate revenue to any particular extent. But those are critically important, and it's events like the events of last summer and this fall with Congressman Issa and the whole Tea Party situation that underscore how important those other parts of the IRS responsibilities, in fact, are.
Mark Owens is the former head of the Tax Exempt Division.